Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. There used to be a time where someone would pick up the phone, send you a fax, speak to you in person, or even write you a letter to tell you about their experience with your company. But more often than not today, your clients, past and present, are jumping onto social media, Google, or any number of real estate review sites online today to voice their opinion about your brand to thousands of others. Every day, it seems, there is yet another new ratings and review site launching to the web. And there is no shortage of TV ads promoting these new and upcoming websites with big advertising budgets. Real estate agent reviews are everywhere. And is it just me, or is your LinkedIn feed also flooded by agents posting their most recent reviews? And you only ever see the positive ones, by the way. But for every good review, there is equal, if not more, negative reviews. And they could be on websites or forums that you didn't know existed. Have you Googled your own name recently, followed by the word review? You might not like what you find. A recent study conducted by Bright Local found that 79% of consumers trust online reviews as much as personal recommendations from family and friends. 79%. There's no doubt that online reviews are critical to the success of your business, but ratings and reviews are just one very small part of your digital marketing strategy and should certainly not be the core focus. Why? Because those who are checking out your reviews online are people who are thinking of doing business with you. And if you think of a traditional marketing funnel, these people are at the bottom, where the funnel is smaller and there are fewer people. Compare this with the top of the marketing funnel, where there are more people, those who are not yet thinking of selling, but merely researching. For every person thinking of selecting an agent right now, there are far more people at the top of the funnel asking questions like this. How much does a real estate agent or property manager cost? Does auction produce the best results when selling a house? What are the recent sales in my street? Or should I sell my property before I buy one? These are all questions you've most likely been asked in your career. And we know, because Google gives us this information, that people are asking these questions online. These people aren't looking at ratings and reviews yet. They're not ready to pick up the phone and speak to a salesperson or property manager. And according to a study conducted by Google, customers reported to be nearly 60% through the sales process before engaging a sales rep, regardless of price point or industry. And during each month in 2015, there were 2.5 million real estate related searches on Google in Australia. So there is a lot of people, including your local market, who are searching for information well before checking out your online ratings and reviews. And if they're not landing on your website during their search for answers, you're missing a huge opportunity. Put yourself in the shoes of someone thinking of selling their property soon. What questions do you have? Where would you go to find the answer if you weren't ready to speak with an agent just yet? You guessed it. It's Google. Next time you're on the web, type in this question. How much does a real estate agent charge? Depending on what country you're in, chances are you won't find any real estate agent's website on page one or even page two. But we know people are asking this question. A lot of people. Because Google tells us. By answering your customers' and potential customers' questions on your website, you are establishing visibility of your brand well before someone is thinking about looking at ratings and reviews. And by answering your customers' and potential customers' questions on your website, you're also creating credibility of your brand because you're most likely the only agent in your local market who has taken the time to provide helpful information on your website for someone on their journey to selling their home. And the next time they're ready to speak with an agent, who are they going to call? It's you, because you helped them when they needed help. Now, don't get me wrong, ratings and reviews are important, but if they are the core focus of your digital strategy, you are missing out on attracting a much bigger audience who are looking for helpful, educational, and informative content, not just reviews. A strategy we've seen work extremely well for businesses who are providing helpful information on their website is to include your ratings and reviews on every appropriate page of your website, instead of what most do, which is have an entire page dedicated to client testimonials. So let's recap. We know there are more people at the top of the marketing funnel looking for helpful information than there are at the bottom of the funnel looking at online reviews. We know this because Google tells us. We know that most people research online before picking up the phone to speak with a salesperson or property manager. We know there are a ton of agents who post their recent reviews all over the place on social media. And we know that most of the businesses answering real estate related questions online are not real estate agents themselves. So what are you going to do about it? Are you going to continue to only post your latest reviews all over the place like most other agents are doing? Or are you interested in becoming the leading informational provider on real estate in your local market? My guess is some agents will opt for the easy batch and blast approach with their online reviews, while others will invest the time and resources to publish inherently helpful content for the much larger audience of people looking for answers on the web. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.